KBTC, a viewer-supported community service of Bates Technical College.
From KBTC Public Television Studios in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, a closer look behind the headlines as public policy and current affairs impact the real lives of real people.
Hello, welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, produced by Northwest Now, broadcast on KBTC Public Television. I'm your host for the podcast, photojournalist and reporter Steve Kiggins. Today's episode covers higher education and Washington State's efforts to increase accessibility to certifications, training, apprenticeships, and undergraduate degrees. The economy in our state is predicted to grow like crazy over the next few years, and a lot of the jobs that are expected to be among some of those emerging fields will require a large number of highly trained graduates to meet the demand. In 2016, Washington Roundtable recognized that challenge and set an aggressive goal to push 70% of Washington students to earn a post-secondary credential by the class of 2030. Washington Roundtable says projections reveal 70% of those new jobs coming our way will require that credential, but projections also reveal Washington won't have enough people skilled with the education required to fill those hundreds of thousands of jobs that are coming. So, the Washington Guaranteed Admissions Program pledges to guarantee admission for students who meet specific metrics into one of the state's public universities. Another program administered by the Washington Student Achievement Council, called the Washington College Grant, also offers remarkable support guaranteeing tuition and fees for students who meet specific criteria, and it's all aimed to boost the number of those post-secondary graduates. Next on the podcast, hear how these programs are aimed to convince young people who might think college isn't for them to reconsider. Washington's economy is expected to grow nearly five times the national rate by 2032. By then, there could be 1.5 million jobs up for grabs. Washington Roundtable says nearly three quarters of those jobs will require some kind of post-secondary education, but projections suggest Washingtonians will be ready to fill less than half of them.
With this bill, we can make it so students don't feel like they are leaping over a canyon. Guaranteeing admissions for students with a 3 GPA tells them that they are wanted and that they can choose their future.
The Washington State Legislature considers House Bill 1557 this session. The bill aims to expand reach of the Washington Guaranteed Access Program, ensuring students across the state who meet simple criteria are guaranteed a seat at one of Washington's six public universities.
It's an effort really to address the belief gap. There are students who are sitting in our high schools right now who have, you know, reasonably good GPAs who could go to college. They just don't believe that college is for them.
Washington Roundtable supports the bill and campaigns public and private interests towards encouraging 70% of Washington's youth to certification, apprenticeship, or undergraduate degrees by the year 2030. Community and technical colleges play a role filling the gap, offering training and certifications, plus many now offer bachelor's programs. Besides enrolling, figuring out how to pay for college remains a barrier for many.
We realized was that there were a lot of students who obviously are interested in pursuing higher education, and we didn't want affordability to be a barrier. And so in 2019, the legislature made the Washington College Grant an entitlement.
For public school students with families meeting certain criteria, college could be free through the Washington College Grant. House Bill 1557 seeks to expand access to higher learning to as many as possible to help ensure Washingtonians participate in an economy predicted to grow.
As early as even in grade 10, we can tell a student that, hey, your tuition and fees are covered. And so that could change the student's perception and behavior.
In Seattle, Steve Kiggins, Northwest Now. The number of school districts participating in the Washington Guaranteed Admissions Program has been growing fast, and now lawmakers are seeking ways to expand access to even more young people across our state. The Washington Student Achievement Council administers the Washington College Grant. The agency is now streamlining verification by allowing food benefits eligibility as a proxy for free tuition. Next in the podcast, hear extended interviews with Deputy Executive Director Isaac Kwakye and Associate Director Rathi Sudhakar.
I think Rathi made a good point about how we are trying to use the SNAP eligibility to award the Washington College Grant or the WIA Grant. And the reason is that when you have any type of public benefit or service, the people that need it the most, they are the least likely to take up those programs. And for a whole number of reasons, including administrative barriers going through the process. So what is so unique about this SNAP eligibility is that we remove some of these administrative barriers. And so because your income is already mean tested through the SNAP, we can go straight ahead and award you the Washington College Grant or the WIA Grant. What it does is also that a program like that can motivate and alter behavior and change, because as early as even in grade 10, we can tell a student that, hey, your tuition and fees are covered. And so that could change the student's perception and behavior. If they were not thinking about going to college and they were worried about affordability, all of a sudden they will have a different behavior change around, oh, maybe college or training or apprenticeship program or vocational training is within my, within the range of what I can do. And so that can motivate them as they go through the few years of their high school.
This really has an opportunity to change the lives of scores of young Washington students and propel them in a way for their careers and their futures that really has never been to this scale in our state. It sounds almost like a dream.
Absolutely. I think I can sort of vouch for that, because in the past 6 months, we've been going into the, field, so to speak, into communities, I should say. We visited around 5 schools in 3 different regions in the state to really exactly talk to students and families to make them aware of this opportunity. But the goal was, here's an opportunity, but communication is key, right? Unless we are able to make it clear to students and families what it is this program is about and how can they actually access it. And so we spent some time working with a national behavioral science based organization to understand the context in which students are making these decisions, so that it would help us create a comprehensive coordinated communications plan that would address what should be the message, who should be the messenger, and what should be the medium, right? And so I think when we did that and had conversations with more than close to 100 students and their family members, and in the process, of course, we made them aware of this program, pretty much every time their eyes lit up, right? They were exactly how you're saying, is this real? Can we actually do this? But we also got a lot of information to really make the language accessible, make it clear what it is that we're actually offering, and also build partnerships with school districts and counselors and, institutions who can then help us disseminate this message so that, students take advantage of this opportunity. WASAC is taking the lead in terms of communicating to students and making it accessible through having it in multiple languages. The other key part of our strategy is working with trusted messengers, really making sure that, that message is coming to students from someone in their community or in their, school that they trust. And we're building those, partnerships, like he said, with school districts and also institutions in those regions, because they can play a critical role as the student, matriculates into an institution. So there's sort of that continuity of who the person they're talking to is.
Where does Washington Grant come in? There's been a semblance of that. It's not exactly new, but kind of new. There was a renewed push in the legislature to make some specific changes, but the overall goal seems to be really to offer something to students that they've never really had this kind of opportunity before. This is quite incredible.
Yeah, I think you kind of are on the right track, in the sense that, when it comes to higher education, we know that the most frequently cited barrier is affordability. And the state of Washington absolutely took it upon themselves to make higher education affordable. And so one of the key mechanisms by which we do that is to offer the state-based, need-based financial aid, which is the Washington College Grant. Previously, prior to, I believe, 2019, it was called the State Need Grant. And what we realized was that there were a lot of students who obviously are interested in pursuing higher education, and we didn't want affordability to be a barrier. And so in 2019, the legislature made the Washington College Grant an entitlement. It's need based, like I said. So what it means is that it depends on the income of the student's family, as well as the number of people in the family. As long as they are eligible for the Washington College Grant, depending on their median family income, the state assures that that is guaranteed to them. Right. It also there's a prorated scale. So up to, without going too much into the weed, up to a certain income level, the student is, offered 100% of tuition at our public institutions, both 2 and 4 year colleges, and also at a few of our private, at the rate at which of, I should say at the public institutions, but Washington College Grant can be used for apprenticeships, for career training, as well as college and university. Most recently, last year, the additional innovation that has happened in this space is, like I said, it was an entitlement since 2019. But what we realized from a systems perspective was that students whose families are on benefits like SNAP, like food benefits, the income threshold for them to qualify for those is actually well below that of the Washington College Grant. So it totally made sense for us as a system to align that and, basically go to those students and families and be able to say that you can go to college tuition free should you choose to in Washington. And so, that is the latest innovation in the space.
We have a state goal that adults aged 25 to 44, we want 70% to have some sort of post-secondary credential. And we know that for many families, affordability is an issue. And so having a program like the WIA grant or the Washington College Grant is a way that the state is helping students and family to see that training or education after high school could be possible. And so I think that's one of the important things that we need to consider. We also need to consider the needs of the labor market and then also the benefits of having some sort of training or education after high school. Because we know that, from the research and the literature that the labor market is dependent upon people with skills and knowledge that are applicable in today's economy. So if those jobs come in are going to require some post-secondary training or education, then we need to make sure that we are preparing Washington residents to be able to meet those labor market needs. But there are also other benefits that we know. For example, in the study in 2014, those with higher education are rewarded with more than increased earnings and employment opportunities. They are also experiencing better health for themselves and their family and higher civic engagement levels and more trust in others. So they are all sort of additional benefits to making sure that we are finding pathways and supporting students and family as they are transitioning from high school to have a pathway to get some training or education beyond high school.
Washington's economy outlook remains strong. It remains very strong, but without the skilled workforce required for those skilled positions, that means many new jobs will have to be filled by folks outside our region. That's why Washington Roundtable, the Washington Student Achievement Council, the Washington State Council of Presidents, and many others are working to expand admissions and access to higher learning for those who might not otherwise or typically not be able to afford the cost. These goals, they're ambitious. But so is the potential to dismantle barriers that denied participation for so many just a few years ago. So, thanks to the professionals at Washington Student Achievement Council for joining Northwest Now on the broadcast and here on the podcast. Also, thank you, of course. Thank you for taking time, making the effort to join me here on Steve in the Street podcast. Your support just by listening, I appreciate you being here. Northwest Now explores the people and places, the issues and stories that reflect and define who we are and where we call home. Be sure to join the broadcast each week, Friday evenings at 7:30 on KBTC Public Television. Once more, I'm reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins. Until next time, cheers.